views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program. Were you waiting for me? I hope so. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the nastiest Christian radio broadcast in the country. This is the Truth Factory. You're going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here. And we don't literally care if anybody likes it or not. Somebody somewhere has got to do the right thing. And the way I got it figured, I guess it might as well be me. Nobody else wants to do it. Welcome to the program. The Cup of the Lord, today's Bible study on Hardcore Christianity. I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements while you pick up your telephone, your cell phone, and call somebody and tell them about the radio program right now. Please do that. I need your help to spread the word. I'll make a couple of quick announcements before I start on the Bible study on the Cup of the Lord. I am a deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we have our healing and deliverance services. If you know someone who's sick and needs to be healed, please come at 6 p.m. this Sunday. It's easy to find. We're just east of the Veterans Administration Hospital on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Bang, you're there. You'll see the sign over the door, House of Healing. Our website is up and running at hardcorechristianity.com. Please send me an email and register for the seminar tomorrow night, October 24th, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Ramada Inn on I-17 and Cactus Road. The seminar on demons, devils, and the spirit world. Spiritual warfare seminar tomorrow night, October 24th. 6 p.m. Phone number 636-5800, area code 602. Please register for the seminar today. FamiliesValueRadio.net carries this radio program on the internet all over the world. Go to the website there and catch the program now. What is the Cup of the Lord? Wow, this is a dangerous situation. The Cup of the Lord is extremely valuable. It can eternally save a life, or it can eternally destroy one, can it? The Cup of the Lord. Matthew 26, verse 27 explains that the Cup of the Lord is the precious blood of Jesus. Jesus said, "This is my blood of the new covenant that I am shedding for you. Drink this cup. Drink my blood." Jesus, "Anyone who will not drink my blood or eat my flesh cannot have any part of me." What's that mean? It means that any man who comes to Jesus must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. You've still got demons running your life. You've still got misery, sickness, depression, anxiety, and mental illnesses. Why? Because you didn't deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. The cup of the Lord is the blood of Jesus. Matthew chapter 20, verse 39 explains that the cup of the Lord is the sufferings of Christ that Jesus went through to pay for your salvation that you take so lightly and see so indifferently. The sufferings of Christ, the cup of the Lord. Jesus paid a monstrously painful price to save us. Being beaten within an inch of his life, being tortured physically over and over again, the pain, the suffering, the agony. If you ever saw that movie, The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, it gives you some idea what he went through to save us. Poterion is the Greek word that means cup. It's used two ways in the New Testament, A, as a drinking vessel, and B, figuratively, as I just quoted to you. The cup of the blood and the cup of suffering of Christ. Now, what happens when you're a born-again Christian? How do you treat these cups? Well, here's what you can't do. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is warning the Corinthians because they had let sin creep into the church. Verse 16 says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? 1 Corinthians 10:16. The bread we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Verse 19. Now, what do I say, Paul says? Is an idol really worth anything? Or is that which is offered to idols, is that really worth anything, Paul says? He says, no, I'm telling you. Verse 20. The things which the nations sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with demons. Koinonia is the Greek word there for fellowship. That means to have a mutual partnership. Verse 21, you cannot drink out of the cup of the Lord and then drink out of the cup of demons. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and then go eat off the table of demons. Can you imagine that? What's Paul saying there in verse 16 about idols? It's saying that in the Muslim religion, Allah is a demon. In the Roman Catholic religion, Mother Mary is a demon. See, in real life, in the New Testament text, there was no Mother Mary, right? Her name was Maria. Jesus' mother, Maria, was a beautiful, God-fearing woman who was an excellent mother to Jesus and who was a woman who was highly respected and revered in the Christian community because of her deep faith in Jehovah and the quality of her character. Maria was a beautiful woman of God who is currently in heaven. She's dead. And she also, in Acts chapter 2, was a Pentecostal who spoke in tongues. Maria was a hardcore Pentecostal who had deep character and deep reverence for Jehovah, and she was a born-again Christian. Mother Mary is a powerful, familiar spirit, one of the most powerful familiar spirits on the planet, who materializes herself all over the world, resulting in bleeding statues, weeping statues, apparitions such as the Virgin of Guadalupe, and so on. Maria, the Lord Jesus Christ's mother, was a beautiful woman of God. She's currently in heaven, and when you pray to her, she can't hear you because she's dead. She's in heaven. Buddha, according to the Apostle Paul, is a demon. The thousands of Hindu gods are demons. That's what Paul's saying, verse 16. That's right. Verse 19. It says it right there, verse 20. These are demons. Idols are demons. Paul says you cannot drink out of the cup of the Lord and then go over and drink out of the cup of demons. Now, what happens if you do that? Well, he says, he explains it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, before you take communion, Paul says, verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily. Did you hear that? Unworthily. Now, that Greek word there for unworthily means not discerningly. That's right. That person, it says, eats and drinks damnation to himself. Krima is the Greek word there. It doesn't mean damnation. It means judgment. Yes, you can drink judgment unto yourself. But who's that judgment come from? It comes from the demons. See, if you are living in sin, or you're living what I call a sinful Christian life, and you go to church on Sunday morning, or you go to Mass, and you take communion, and you know you're going to continue sinning, deliberately sinning, you are drinking judgment unto your life from demons, and you are staring at depression, destruction, demons, and despair. Your life is going to go to hell in a handbasket. You're going to stay sick. you're going to stay physically sick, mentally sick, and emotionally sick. You know why? Because you drank and ate judgment unto yourself. It says it right here. Verse 30, and for this reason, many in the church are weak and sick, and many have died. Oh, my God. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me right now? You drank from the cup of demons, the cup of sin, and you drank krema unto yourself. That's the Greek word for judgment. And that judgment did not come from the Lord. It came from demons. When you are living a sinful Christian life, that is worse than a sinner sinning. See, when a sinner sins, that's bad. When a Christian sins, that's worse. Why? The Christian is enlightened by the Holy Spirit. The Christian has the Word of God, and the Christian knows better. A sinner does not. They are convicted by their conscience, but they don't know why, and they don't have all the discernment and enlightenment that you have as a born-again Christian. As long as you continue to willfully sin and drink from the cup of demons, the judgment from the devil will come upon you, and your life will be solid misery. What do you need to do? Do exactly what Paul said. You have got to repent of your sin. You have got to turn back. You've got to turn from your sin. You've got to come home like the prodigal son. If you will do that, God will strip the demons out of your life. He will break the bondages of Satan over your soul. He will bless you as you take communion of the blood of Christ from the cup of the blood, not the cup of demons. For you cannot eat at the table of the Lord and then go eat off the table of demons. You cannot go to church and get slain in the spirit on Sunday and then check out pornography Tuesday night. You cannot go to church and sing hallelujah in the choir and then go back to your live-in boyfriend or girlfriend on Wednesday night. You cannot do it. You cannot drink from the cup of the Lord and then drink out of the cup of demons. My dear friend, God's calling you. 602-636-5800. He wants you to repent of your sins. He wants you to get rid of the demons out of your life. He does not want you suffering with mental and emotional and physical illnesses. God is calling you now to be healed. 602-636-5800. Please come in for counseling. I see up to 6 people a day delivered from the bondage of Satan. God wants to heal you now. Tomorrow is the last work day of the week, Friday. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.